Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Victor Moon joined us from 1946 with the lovely tune It's Dreamtime. It was written by Jack Brooks and Walter Schumann. And they opened this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And you guessed it, we're having songs about dreams this morning. Dreams, dreaming, dreamtime. And it was a very popular theme with songwriters. Many beautiful songs, and we'll hear a small selection of them this morning. Our next song is brought to us by two wonderful artists who made many duets together, and that's Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. And they're going to bring us a song that's always been a great favorite of mine, Dream a Little Dream of Me. I remember this song from many years ago. I first heard it by Cass Elliott. And she did a lovely job, and I think you'll agree, Ella and Louis do a very fine job of it as well. It was written by Gus Kahn, Fabien André, and Wilbur Schwant. and back to 1941 to the very wonderful big band led by Jimmy Lunsford. He's going to be joined on this one by Dan Grissom, who's going to bring us the words, Jimmy and his orchestra, the music, on the song You're Always in My Dreams. And that was written by the songwriting team of Eldens and Page. Well, they'd go to 1947 to one of the gorgeous voices around at the time, Buddy Clark, a very rich and warm baritone. He'd started out in the 30s singing on radio, singing with the dance bands, went on to have a wonderful career. And this song, another great favorite of mine, is called Girl of My Dreams. It's been recorded by many different singers, and I think Buddy's version is particularly fine. And it was written by Sonny Clapp.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Oh, how you linger on.
Still craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Now I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just sing this.
Give me a little kiss, sweet dreams, till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Buzz, 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 fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams, dreaming.
Till something's fine, you keep dreaming.
Gotta keep dreaming.
Oh, yeah. But in your dreams, whatever they be, you gotta make me a promise,
oh, yeah.
Promise to me you'll dream. Dream a little dream of me.
Thank you. my dreams, you'll always come to me. 'Cause in my dreams, life's like it ought to be. In my dreams, you'll hold me close to you. 'Cause when I dream, my every wish comes true. But when the daylight dawns and all my dreams are gone, I'm so impatient for darkness to fall. In my dreams, my heart need have no fear. You'll always be so near in my dreams.
Could just hold your charms again in my arms, then life would be complete. Since you've been gone, dear, life don't seem the same. Come back again. And after all said and done, there's only one girl of my dreams. It's you. Of my dreams, I love you. Honest, I do. You are so sweet. If I could just hold your charms again in my arms, then life would be complete. Since you've been gone, dear, life don't seem the same. Please come back again. And after all said and done, there's only one girl of my dreams, it's you.
You've just been listening to Buddy Clark from 1947, Girl of My Dreams. We heard You're Always in My Dreams from Jimmy Lunsford, along with Dan Grissom from 1941. And we started out with the fabulous duo of Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong from 1950, Dream, A Little Dream of Me. Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning, we're listening to songs about dreams and dreaming. Our next song was recorded in 1945 by a young singer who was getting going at the time and went on to have a spectacular career, and that is Doris Day. Credited with one of the loveliest voices in popular music, she had a very, very long career across all the fields of popular entertainment. She was a singer, an actor, and had a television show. And as I said, we will hear her from 1945. She's singing with Les Brown and his orchestra, and she put in a few years with that orchestra as she was starting out. And the song is called I Dream of You. And I apologize, I wasn't able to find out who the songwriters were on this song, but it's still a gorgeous song, and Doris will bring it to us. Then to 1940, to one of the most popular bands around at the time, and that was led by Glenn Miller. He's had many singers with his band. Perhaps one of the most well-known was Ray Eberly. And together they're joining us with A Million Dreams Ago, which was written by Eddie Howard, Dick Jurgens, and Lou Quadling. And following Glenn, we will hear from Jonah Jones, one of the greatest trumpeters of the century, I always like to think. And I think he started out his career in the 1920s. Also with the big band led by Cab Calloway for, many years. This is from 1958, and Jonah is now with his quartet. And they put out some beautiful recordings at this time, as well as doing a great deal of touring. The song is called A Kiss to Build a Dream On. It was written by Burt Kalmar, Harry Ruby, and Oscar Hammerstein. And we'll start with the lovely Doris Day from 1945, I Dream of You.
I do. I dream.
years have flown, so many nights alone. I guess I should have known it couldn't be. I'll lock my memories here in my heart, and here in my heart they'll stay. And through the years they'll always be part, a part of the lovely day. Goodbye, good luck, old friend. I'll smile and just pretend there was no end a million dreams ago.
Just to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Booby, sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on. Yes, mama, give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part, a kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances, making believe they're true. Yes, baby, give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Ooh, babes, give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on.
You've just heard three songs on our theme this morning of dreams and dreaming. Just heard from Chona Jones with A Kiss to Build a Dream On, 1958. Glenn Miller joined us with Ray Eberly A Million Years Ago, and that was recorded in 1940. And we started out with the gorgeous voice of Doris Day, along with Les Brown and his orchestra, I Dream of You. And we'll go to 1949, to a young lady who was well on her way to having a fabulous career at that point, and that is Peggy Lee. And her husband, Dave Barber, is a noted guitarist, and he joins her with his quartet on a Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke song called As Long As I'm Dreaming.
As long as I'm dreaming, how nice it can be, how nice to have you in love with me. Did you know that you you just kissed me. What a thrill I got. As long as I'm dreaming, what good would it do? What chance would I have to wish for you? If you never know I love you, still it works out fine. As long as I'm dreaming, you're mine, you're mine.
You're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau, listener supported since 1991.
What's going on, CHUO family? Our GoFundMe link is posted on our website at chuo.fm. In order to raise funds to keep doing what we love, sharing music, stories, the news, and many more things with you, the listener. And remember, no donation is a small donation. Thank you so much for supporting our family.
Prism on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Your hosts Britt and Mama Shu explore a spectrum of weird, local, punk, experimental, and miscellaneous tunes because we like music and you probably do too.
Prism, live from Ottawa, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Don't touch me.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning, well, we're enjoying songs written on the theme of dreams, dreaming, dream time. You name it, we'll hear songs about it. It was a very popular theme with songwriters, and rightly so. And we're hearing a tiny selection of the many songs written on this theme. Our next song was recorded in 1938 by perhaps the most famous of the entertainers, certainly the earlier part of the century, and that is Bing Crosby. Well, of course, he had a very long and wonderful career, and he was extremely influential in the development of popular music in his time. This, as I said, is from 1938, and it's a song that was written by Johnny Burke and James Monaco for the film Sing, You Sinners. The song is called I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams, and Bing actually sang it in that film. He's accompanied by the orchestra of John Scott Trotter. We'll go forward a year to 1939 to a trumpeter called Bobby Hackett. Well, he's no stranger to the show, and he had a very, very nice style, a very mellow style. He played predominantly in the smaller group format. He did put in some time with a larger orchestra, and I believe that was Glenn Miller's orchestra. And in 1939, he actually set up his own big band. It didn't last very long, but they put out some marvelous recordings, and we'll hear one of them today. The songwriter is called Harold Orlob, and Bobby and his orchestra will bring us That's How Dreams Should End. And then back to 1937, to a smaller jazz group and a singer. And the group is led by pianist Teddy Wilson, another performer who is no stranger to the show, one of the many recordings he made for the Brunswick label at this time. The song is written by Cliff Friend and Dave Franklin, and it's called You Can't Stop Me From Dreaming. Teddy is joined by Harry James on trumpet, Archie Rosati on clarinet, Vito Musso on tenor sax, Teddy, of course, is on piano, Alan Royce on guitar, the bass by John Simmons, and Cozy Cole, as so often on these recordings, is playing the drums. And we'll start with the one and only Bing Crosby from 1938. I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams.
I'm no millionaire, but I'm not the type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. I wouldn't take the wealth on Wall Street for a road where nature trots, and I calculate that I am worth my weight in goldenrod. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. Type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. I would take all the wealth of Wall Street for a road where nature trots, and I calculate that I am worth my weight in goldenrod. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams.
You just heard from Teddy Wilson and Friends from 1937, a song called You Can't Stop Me From Dreaming. Before that, Bobby Hackett and his orchestra with That's How Dreams Should End from 1939. And we started out with Bing Crosby from 1938, I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're enjoying songs about dreams. Many, many songs written on this theme. And we're hearing a tiny portion of them this morning. Our next recording comes from 1953, from another great trumpeter of the 20th century, and that is Chet Baker. He had this gorgeous, gentle tone to his playing. Beautiful style, very mellow. In the 1950s, he made many recordings for the Pacific Jazz label. This is one of them. And he was joined most often on these recordings by Russ Freeman, a very fine pianist. And together, they're going to bring us a song this morning that was written by Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen called This Time, The Dream's on Me. Then we're going to go back 2 decades to an orchestra called the Imperial Dance Orchestra. Well, there were many orchestras around in the early 30s, and they came and they went, but they had some pretty mighty talent in their groups, and this is one of them. Featured on this recording is one of their great artists, and that is Bunny Berrigan, a wonderful trumpeter from the century. And they will bring us a song written by Bud Green called Dream Sweetheart. And that's 1932. And then we'll go forward 3 years to Bob Crosby and his orchestra. This was an orchestra that had, I believe it had been led by Lou Polack. And around this time it set out on its own. And the talent in this band was extraordinary. You call them the Dixieland alumni, but they went on to play with the orchestra for about a decade or more, I think. And they also had lots of smaller groups that were kind of carved out of the bigger orchestra. We'll hear them from 1935 with a number written by Jay Gorney called I Found a Dream. And bringing the words to us this morning on that piece will be Frank Tennille. And we'll start with Chet Baker and Russ Freeman. 1953, This Time, The Dream's on Me. ¶¶
Distant blue, I found a dream when I discovered you. I saw your eyes and they were stars so brightly shining there. I kissed your lips and they were roses red reclining there. You came my way, look what you've done to me. Out of the grave, you brought the sun to me. And though I lost my heart completely, I found happiness supreme. I lost my heart, but I found a dream. I found happiness supreme. I lost my heart, but I found a dream.
We just heard from the Bob Crosby Orchestra from 1935. I found a dream. Before that, the Imperial Dance Orchestra featuring the trumpet of Bunny Berrigan, with a song written by Bud Green called Dream Sweetheart. And we started out with the wonderful tones of Chet Baker and the piano of Russ Freeman, 1953. This time, The Dream's on Me. And we heard from Teddy Wilson and friends a little earlier in the show, and we shall hear him with Billie Holiday. What a wonderful team they were. The song is called Please Keep Me in Your Dreams, and it was written by V. Lawnhurst. Billie and Teddy recorded it in 1937. And joining them in the studio are Ben Webster on tenor sax, Edgar Sampson on clarinet, Jonah Jones on trumpet, Teddy, of course, on piano, Alan Royce on guitar, John Kirby on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums.
Love song that I'm singing. Please keep me in your dreams. My kiss, it seems, must have told you. My heart you'll borrow until tomorrow. So please keep me in your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
almost at the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed our music this morning. Do please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more music from days gone by. And our final recording for this morning is from 1942 with a historic combination. This is the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with a young Frank Sinatra from that time. And the vocal group, the Pied Pipers, featuring the voice of Joe Stafford. The song is called Street of Dreams. It was written by Sam Lewis and Victor Young.
On the street of dreams.